Well, hello there. We're Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It. Well, in case you missed it, researchers have found what the best part of the day is, and you're not going to believe it.
Goofy researchers.
So this, sir, I love surveys that are so obvious what the answer is going to be, and I wonder how much people got paid for it.
I wonder how much that company got paid to do this survey that's so obvious.
Yeah, their numbers are like, numbers show that rich people have more money.
Yeah.
No, duh.
Well, this one is pretty much that. A new survey wanted to look at how our mood shifts through the day. And on weekdays, we're at our happiest between 6 and 9 p.m. Now, let's analyze why we are.
Here's a shocker.
Is it because the vast majority of people are off work by 5 and home by 6? Could it have something to do with people not wanting to be at work?
Well, well.
And not be in the morning where they're not looking forward to work. Who had to come up with this? They didn't put happy hour in this time period for nothing.
Right.
They've been calling it happy hour for years.
Exactly. And we're not at
decades.
Work. Our butts are in recliners. We're holding remotes.
And
that's why we're so dang happy then.
And then they've got, 6 to 9, that's it. That's when everybody's the happiest. Like we didn't already know that already.
I'd only say that I'm the happiest probably. Actually, my alarm goes off at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at my happiest point of the day. Usually 3:52 to 3:55 is whenever it starts.
Three whole minutes of happiness?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's, you know, about normally when my stomach, I'm like, okay, yep, we're about to be happier.
We all know celebrities tweet stupid things, and then they delete them. So we went through some of the best, and then Tony added one. BuzzFeed did a little funny little post here about what celebrities have tweeted that were incredibly stupid and regrettable and then deleted. They're great.
Put their foot in their mouth.
Kim Kardashian in 2013 tweeted that it would be funny if we changed the spelling of the word people to P-E-E-P-O-L-E, people. People. She deleted that.
That's so brainy, Miss Kardashian.
We should call it people. Lindsay Lohan's April Fool's Day joke in 2013 was that she was pregnant. People took it seriously because she tweeted it on April 2nd.
Oh.
So she had to.
She missed April Fool's.
She had to delete that. Taylor Swift in 2010 had to delete a tweet where she had used a Sharpie as eyeliner in an airplane bathroom. Apparently that turned out to not be a good idea.
It's funny, though. Well, some women put them on too thick. And as far as tweets,
yeah.
I got a pal happen to. He put stuff up there. And my work never let him live it down. Mm-hmm. It's Robert. He posted or tweeted whatever. My coworker's armpits smell good today. Old Spice is hashtag no joke. You ought to hear the nicknames he's got now.
Well, if it's not no joke, it should be. Old Robert, no joke. Boy, how many pits has that poor guy had to smell at work now? What about me, Robert?
And how close do y'all work?
Yeah, no kidding. What are you doing? People aren't getting compliments like they used to. Let's change that.
Yeah.
Tony, your shirt looks semi-clean today.
Oh, thank you, Jason. That's nice of you to say.
Just wanted to pay you a compliment.
What do you mean semi-clean? Did I miss somewhere?
No, I was talking about the white shirt you have on. Well, what used to be white shirt under that shirt.
Yeah, I'm mowing that.
Yeah. Hey, we're Jason and Tony. This is a terrible deal, man. People hear fewer compliments than they used to. Just 4 compliments a week now.
Oh, that's sad.
40% of people wish they heard more compliments than they do.
We're supposed to say nice things or not say nothing at all.
The compliments we like to hear from friends are, you make me laugh, you look young, and I like your haircut.
Oh, them are sweet.
Those are nice. So, I guess y'all need some compliments if we're running low.
Let me throw some out there.
You got some?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to give some compliments.
Okay, brace yourself, everybody.
All right. Here's one. Your e-cigarette clouds are amazing. And they smell like sweet tarts, too. Here, I like the passenger window you made with duct tape. Friend.
It sure is nice.
You're right. This is making me feel better. Uh-huh. Here, I'll do it again. Your head is not awkwardly huge.
Aw.
Your eyebrows don't grow all the way across. This is making me feel better. I got one more.
It's making you feel better giving compliments. Imagine how it's making the listeners feel right now, Tony.
Here's one more.
Uh-huh.
You have the most Earnhardt shirts I ever saw. Yes, you do. And yeah, wrestling is real.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Give somebody a compliment today. Might help them out.
You're pretty.
Tony became the principal of all the schools in the Upper Cumberland and had the first announcement of the school year.
May I have your attention, please? Kids, listen up. It's kind of sort of the first day of school, but not really. The first half day of school is for finding out who the weird kids are. Glue eaters and Sharpie sniffers, they ain't the ones that you need to sit next to. These kids aren't going to study for tests, so cheating off them's pointless. Find the kids with their names on their lunch boxes, and the kids with hot moms. The ones with the names on the lunch boxes usually make good grades. And the hot mom thing is helpful because it just is. Don't set out whoopee cushions or pull any pranks till later into the school year, y'all. Right now, you don't want to get grounded because there's still warm, nice weather out. Wait till cold, nasty weather to have any fun because being grounded in the winter rocks. It's warm inside. I promise eventually they do feed you. I hope these tips help, y'all, and happy first day of whatever today is. Welcome back.
We had some bad jokes, and we went picking and grinning. These bad jokes are brought to you by the letter P for picking.
And the letter G for grinning.
Tony, my wife is furious at me for buying an expensive make-your-own perfume kit.
Yeah.
But it just made sense to me.
Hey, Jason.
Uh-huh.
You know someone who can fit all the animals into a ship?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I know a guy.
Man, I really enjoy canning fruit.
You do?
Food preservation is my jam.
You ain't gonna believe this.
What?
Someone tried to sell me a coffin.
Really?
Yeah. I said, that'll be the last thing I need.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Kitty garden. Kitty garden is a cat's first level of education when they learn stuff like we hate water, chase the laser pointer, cover up the brownies and stuff. Kitty garden.
That's Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Sing along if you can.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
She don't hold me like she used to, like when my pickup was brand new.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a couple in Florida, Matt and Kelly Cameron. They got married recently.
Aww.
But instead of asking for gifts, they used it as an opportunity to give back.
How's that?
Kelly works as a first grade teacher, knows that a lot of kids' parents can't afford school supplies, which means teachers end up spending their own money on them.
That happens a lot.
So instead of gifts, she and Matt ask people to buy school supplies they could donate.
Well,
the school where Kelly works didn't need the help, so she reached out to her district to find a school that did.
Dang, go Kelly.
Yeah. All the stuff went to a high poverty rate elementary school in Tampa. Their wedding guests donated over 70 backpacks filled with all kinds of stuff. Everything from pens and notebooks, water bottles, headphones. I mean,
they may have
gone a little bit above and beyond. Kelly says it's really important for kids to feel excited when they start the school year, and she's glad they could help, even if it was just a little bit. That's pretty neat. That's good stuff.
Your wedding is a celebration of love, and that's got love written all over it.
No kidding. Matt and Kelly Cameron, y'all are real good. Well, that does it for the podcast, Tony.
I enjoyed it. I hope y'all did too.
Hopefully you'll share it and subscribe and be our friend, and we can laugh and joke and hold each other and
spend time together.
I mean, that's all we want.
Radio cuddling.
Is that so bad?
No.
This has been In Case You Missed It.